Welcome. So welcome to our planned oral session on food insecurity. This is part two of our oral session. I'm Esther McGinnis from North Dakota State University and the chair of the Human Issues in Horticulture Group. I want to remind you that after this planned oral session, we will be having our business meeting, so right at 4 o'clock, but it will be in a different room. It will be on the lobby level in J, so that's the meeting room is J, J-A-Y, and that's going to be past the executive lounge. So we would really enjoy to have you come and be part of our group. So right at 4 o'clock, our business meeting. So I'd like to welcome our first speaker, Mary Wilson from Michigan State.
Thanks, Esther, and it's nice to see all of you out there. Mary Wilson from Michigan State University, and I want to talk about Extension Master Gardeners and food security on a national level, and specifically the effort by the Extension Master Gardener Impact and Evaluation Subcommittee and our efforts to try to capture impacts, sometimes quantify what is being done on a national level, and not an easy task, by the way. But anyway, so I think you're aware that Extension Master Gardeners, the program is designed to help increase the capacity of Extension to take science-based gardening and horticulture information out to communities to meet the local needs of the communities, including food insecurity. And so we have the program in 49 of the 50 states. And so with such a broad national involvement of the program, we should really be collecting some national data. So I think it was back, 2008, 2009, working with, I believe, if I remember his name right, Bill Hoffman from USDA NIFA, trying to encourage us to do something in this level. And so we started to collect some information in 2009, and here you can see one of our reports. So we have national reports that are being compiled. We did one in 2009. This happens to be the 2014 one. The 2016 report was just recently released. But it's just, wow, you look at these reports, and there's a ton of information here. These numbers are staggering. You know, just looking at the volunteer hours, which is the second number down on this list of numbers, it's like 5.2, almost 5.3 million hours of volunteer time spent nationally. That's like 2,600 FTEs. It's like, wow. But what are we doing? What are we doing? So what is the information? What are the impacts? What are we doing? So these reports lack the context and the content. Really to show what Extension Master Gardeners are doing. So what was done is that, I'm assuming the National Committee, when I think about we, I'll say the National Committee, started assessing what we're doing. We have lots of ongoing efforts, a real rich history of meaningful and impactful work in the communities, and we have collected some data on a national level, but how can we make it better, and where should we focus? And so the Extension Master Gardener Committee, National Committee, appointed a subcommittee. They're good leaders. They appointed a subcommittee, which is the Extension Master Gardener Evaluation Impact Committee, to really drill down, try to define some of these national impacts, and really fully understand some of this data. Okay, so the committee met and started trying to define the focus and the process. And first met with, I had to write her name down, but Lynn Kadiagala, okay, you can understand why I had to put that down in writing here, who's a social science analyst with USDA NIFA. Looking at what is Extension Master Gardener program nationally, what are we poised to collect information on a national level? What's that low-hanging fruit? So literally, we are pursuing that low-hanging fruit since we have a lot of projects in the communities already, community gardens, plant a row for the hungry. So we're focusing on food security. And we also have some data from past national reports to build upon. So from there, what we did is then we took this information to the National Coordinators Conference in Montana in 2016 for some input and some brainstorming, try to refine some additional information. The committee was selected to participate in an e-extension design-a-thon to really fine-tune, focus the efforts to define the process to follow. And then the committee had several Zoom meetings to talk about how we were going to focus and process. And at that point, it's like, oh my gosh, people just collect things differently. I should say states collect things differently. It revealed that, you know, we might have variations on a theme where maybe people are collecting information on gardens with youth versus youth in a garden. And sometimes that data is very hard to combine. So we found that, you know, what's being collected right now, we've got apples and oranges and peaches, and so we have all this fruit in a basket that really we can't make up some, we can't really use it to come up with some impactful data. So what we needed to do is define some data points that were consistent across the nation. So we wanted to start with project location. So where are these community gardens? Where are these demonstration gardens? And we wanted to get it down to a county level. Very important, because then we want to put things on a map. So we want the county, the state, the specific address, if at all possible, and how many Extension Master Gardeners are involved in the project, how many continuing education hours are they engaged in relative to food security, and then what are the demographics, if known, of the audience served by the Extension Master Gardeners? The youth, is it adult, low income? And then, of course, then how many pounds of produce are donated by the giving gardens, and where is the produce distributed? So by, you know, narrowing down, coming up with these data points, we now have, as we say, all the citrus in one basket now. So we're refining things. And then the committee looked at information related to conditions. So now we're looking at the big picture. Okay, are we able to make some condition changes here? So where does the Extension Master Gardener projects, are they making a difference in the community? Are they impacting the food stream, food deserts, reduction in crime possibly, reduction in litter, maybe greater community engagement where we have these Master Gardener projects, the community gardens. So anyway, and then we started the data collection process. And the data was submitted by local educators / coordinators, state coordinators, sometimes a combination of both. And then in some states, there were some Extension Master Gardeners that submitted data, and these were primarily people who were key, like project leaders. This sheet right here is the initial sheet that we started with. It was a downloadable document. It's currently on the Wisconsin Master Gardener website if you wanted to take a look at it, but you can see all these data points are included here on this sheet. To try to make things a little bit easier, I think, for data collection, we moved to Qualtrics, and also there's mobile apps, very mobile friendly. And I just want to go back to the coordinator piece a little bit, the coordinator piece is that we did not want this to be a burden. And so trying to make this as simple, as easy as possible, looking at the questions, looking at the data input, there were still challenges, but we're trying to make it as simple as possible. Also, as part of this data collection rollout, of course, there's a lot of communications that occurred. So there were a lot of emails through the EMG coordinators listserv, the e-news blast that John Oreck sends out, of course the national conferences such as the National Extension Conference on Volunteerism, the International Master Gardener Conference in Portland, social media, getting on our knees, begging, borrowing, whatever it would take for people to complete the information and submit it. And so wanted to share with you our results of the 2017 pilot. So our goal was to get 50 responses. We actually got 97 from 74 unique counties. And so at a glance, you can see, you know, where the data came from. And then on the right, you can see the actual breakdown. So we had 17 states, including D.C., respond. And you can see the pounds of produce, 720,000, you know, you can see it. And then the number of volunteers and the breakdown of the adult versus youth participants and the number of volunteers that were involved. Now, when you look at this, you probably notice a heavy concentration of data in certain states, right? Well, and that's because we have states, Iowa, Nebraska, Indiana, and Wisconsin, are currently participating in an EMG SNAP-Ed partnership. That will probably expand in the future, so that makes a big difference. The other thing I wanted to point out is that Iowa and Wisconsin also provided the state-level summaries. So you take all this data and put it in an infographic, and I certainly couldn't do it, but we have Susan DeBleek, who is on our committee, that does a wonderful job of this. And so she created this infographic so you can see at a glance what the impacts were last year. Okay? Now, further taking some of that data out of that infographic, again, like I said earlier, we had over 720,000 pounds donated. But I think we need to then take that data and put it into terms that people can relate to. So then the committee, you know, did the translation, did the math that showed that with the amount of produce donated, almost 2,000 people received 3 servings of fruits and vegetables a day for 1 year. So here we're starting to really get at a story and getting some impacts. Also, I want to share with you that as we were trying to collect some, you know, trying to assess the process, we asked for feedback from people who submitted data to us. Of the 97 responses that we got, we had a subset of people that said, yes, you can follow up with us. Of those people who were followed up with, only 4 provided any input. Okay, so just to illustrate, it is hard to get people's input, whether it's the data or feedback on the process. But this is still valuable data to us, and we got additional input in other ways as well. Okay, so lessons learned. Not all states collect the same data. That's for darn sure. The collection tool. We know, and I think all of us learn, that whenever we start off with some type of evaluation, we find out things, oh gosh, we should have asked the question this way or that way. So we're going to clean up the questions and provide some better definitions of terms to get cleaner data. And it must be really, really, really simple and easy for the end user because it is very difficult to get the data submitted. I mean, there is no incentive that we can offer people other than they're contributing to this wonderful project to show some impacts of what this fantastic program is that we're all involved with. So we keep trying. And we understand that we have to have patience and that this process will take time. So what we're doing for 2018 this year and our 2019 goals are to improve the collection tool, refine performance metrics relative to context, establish some conditions related to the project, double state and local participation, and increase our EMG SNAP-Ed collaboration within states. Now, so this means, what can you do? So we're going to start promoting right now. So if you did not submit any data last year, we need your help. And even if you just do one more garden than you did last year, our food security project, and submit the data, that's better than we have right now. So we would really appreciate your input. There's a website URL right there where we have the information posted. Ultimately, the National Committee is working with eExtension to have a single site to house all this information. That will be forthcoming, but in the meantime, you can go to the Wisconsin site. So thank you very much. And I made it in 15 minutes. You have time for one question. Whoa. Any questions? And I do want to say I didn't list the committee members. I just realized that. And Sherry Dorn is on the committee, and Sherry's here. And so between the two of us, probably more Sherry, she could answer your questions. But Mike Maddox is the chair. Sherry Dorn, Susan DeBleek, Terry James, and Linda Garvin. Yes, thank you.